Workplace bullying is more harmful than we realized. New findings suggest being bullied at work won't just affect you emotionally, but it could also have serious consequences for your health. In 2015, not long after Summa Ghosh, now 36, starting a new job as career advisor, she began to dread every day at the office. A colleague constantly criticized her performance, blaming her for others' mistakes and humiliating her. The constant bullying soon took a toll. Ghosh developed anxiety and depression, but there was also effects on her physical health, including trouble sleeping, recurring cold and flu-like symptoms, the appearance of a lump in her armpit, and the pains in her fingers, hands, and shoulders caused by the pressure to work over long hours without adequate breaks. Researchers have long known about the adverse mental health effects of workplace bullying, but only recently, thanks to studies utilizing the comprehensive public health records maintaining of Scandinavian countries, have they begun to uncover findings to suggest that this bullying could have a serious effect on physical health too. A heart-stopping danger. For a 2018 paper, a group led by Tuan Wiyosu of the University of Copenhagen analyzed data from nearly 80,000 male and female employees in Sweden and Denmark. The researchers compared the participant reports and baseline of whether they'd been bullied at work in the previous year, and then looked to the health records to see whether they developed any cardiovascular illness over the next 4 years. A clear pattern emerged from the data of both men and women. The 8% to 13% of survey respondents who said they'd been bullied were 1.59 times more likely than the other volunteers to go and develop cardiac-related illness, just such as heart disease or stroke. In other words, the incidence of heart-related problems was increased by 59% in the bullied compared with the non-bullied. This remained true even after the researchers controlled for potentially confounding factors such as body mass index and smoking status. They also discovered a dose-response relationship. The more frequently the participant and they were bullied, the greater their risk of developing cardiac problems. Translating her findings population-wide, Zhu explained that if there is a causal link between bullying at work and heart disease, then the removal of workplace bullying remain we could avoid 5% of all cardiovascular cases. Though the study design it doesn't prove this, it will be a quiet prospect if true. The heart isn't the only thing that might be affected by workplace bullying. In a similar study of participants in Sweden, Denmark, and Finland, Zhu's researchers found that a recent history of being bullied at work was associated with a 1.46 times increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes over the ensuing decade. It's true that these observational epidemiological studies can't outright prove that workplace bullying caused heart problems and diabetes. It's possible, for example, that pre-existing mental health and vulnerabilities increased a person's risk of being bullied and their risk of developing physical health problems later on. However, Zhu and her colleagues believe that there are plausible mechanisms that could explain how bullying leads to directly to physical illness. These include chronically rising levels of stress hormone and bullying victims adopting harmful coping behaviors, such as eating to excess or drinking too much alcohol. The researcher plans to explore these possibilities in future work. For now, though, Zhu says, employers should have aware of the adverse consequences to their employees from experiencing workplace bullying. She advises bullying victims to seek help as soon as possible. The role of the bystander is not only for the good of the victim that employee create the programs and systems to starve off workplace bullying. Employees who witness bullying of the other colleagues may experience adverse health effects too. Researchers from the Schoenfeld University Institute of Work Psychology found that even without experiencing a direct bullying themselves, staff who observe the behavior endure future declines in their work-related well-being, including feeling more depressed, Earlier research by Singapore Management University and similarly concluded that the vicarious experience of imbecility at work affects the mental health of bystanders, which in turn affects their physical health. Other research from Stanford University also shows that merely witnessing bullying can harm employees who lack social support or who are pessimistic in nature. Professor Jeremy Dawson, co-author of the study, advises that if you have observed workplace bullying, you should first and foremost talk about it. This may be with the victim, example, asking how they're doing, or others, which may be about forming a plan for how to address it, or maybe just sharing experiences, he writes. He also encourages employees to report bullying in any way possible to officer channels, a line manager, or another trusted colleague. Given that apparently wide-ranging to harmful effects of workplace bullying for future and bystanders alike, it's more imperative than ever to create a collaborative future in which bullying is taboo and stamped out before it takes root. Salma Ghosh, who has since gone and established her own business as a career counselor for women, says the employers should be doing more to protect their employees from workplace bullying, and that if she had known about these research findings, she would have quit her job even earlier. She urges anyone who believes they are experiencing mental or physical health as a result of bullying to speak to someone, such as GP or counselor. It's something that will go away, she warns.